Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 40. This is the real episode 40. We did a bit at the weekend.
The real Shim Shady.
The real Shim Shady. So we're going to do 10 minutes at the beginning now, then you're going to have the audio from the weekend, and then a little 10 minutes at the end, because we played a quick game of Revolution today.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So, Paul, just tell us what you've been doing, apart from the Triwiz, which we'll talk about in depth later.
Okay, cool. So, games-wise, I played Anthony at a game of 40k using...
Did I mention that already?
Okay,
that was last week.
Did I mention that already? Then I also played a game of Revolution, War Master Revolution against Rodders. So my first game of Revolution, straight into it at a 2,000 point game against Rodders. And we also used Winter Roller 17. We rolled up Taken Hold. Rodders used Dark Elves. I used Empire. Because I'm thinking Empire might be the list I want to take to my own event in January.
Yeah.
They're also something that... Mostly, a good deal of it's painted from the Dogs of War army I did, so I want to finish that off. And it's got cannons.
Also, another real reason,
here in my man cave, is like shelving wise, like I want to have finished shelves, even though you could just move the painted stuff around. No, that's against the principle then, isn't it? So I want to finish, on the shelf is the Chaos, which were done for me, and I want to do the Empire, because that'll be a nice finished shelf.
Mm-hmm. Happy days.
So I played that game against Rodders. Rodders did really well. He played the scenario very nicely, and he beat me on the scenario.
Scenario was get 5 points in the middle.
Yeah, and he played for it heavily.
With his cavalry in the middle.
No. It was infantry that held it in the middle.
Wow.
But it was like his cavalry came forward to grab one of mine.
Scattered out of terrain.
Sadly, yeah. But that was good. That was like, I mean, as I said, like, the scenario held up well because he played for it. And that's quite, and I tried to defend it, but like, it was fair. Also, we were playing the Revolution rule set, so we'll talk about the Revolution rule set at the end segment, because we've done another game of it. This is the intro
today. So we played a little game, we'll talk a bit later. That was Ogres against Empire.
Yes,
because I'm trying to get my ogres on. Okay. So what have I been doing in the week? I've done nothing. My wife's been away in Dublin. I've done absolutely jack.
What's the biggest city in the world?
Dublin.
Because it's Dublin.
I'll tell my kids that. They may enjoy it.
So your wife went away, but you didn't. And you left home with the kids.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Why'd your wife go away?
Oh, she's doing a charity... an accountant charity training seminar for for the Institute of Accountants.
Does this exist? Have you googled it? As I did a defence nursing trauma workshop in London recently, and that was all about, it was military guys speaking about like trauma nursing, obviously in foreign countries, because that's where the work is. But they say like NGOs, as much as they are a force for good, they do come in with their own agendas. They're bringing money for this thing to get publishers. They're not just complete, like, faceless, like, oh, we're here for, we'll give, our time.
No, exactly. So when they talk about we're spending all this money rebuilding a country we blew up, but we're rebuilding it by paying American contractors and buying American goods and bringing them in.
And staying in good hotels.
So how much of the actual money, the aid money, actually gets on the ground?
Exactly. Yeah.
None, I'd say.
Anyway, let's stop talking politics.
Right. I'll probably have to edit out some of the stuff I said about my wife. Make sure. And I played Magic on Monday, and what happened on Monday, we played Modern. I played my janky crap Modern.
Oh, I did do something else. Well, yeah, go on.
And I went 1-3, which is pretty poor.
I also played Guild Ball at Guild Ball Mondays at Harvey's.
Guild Ball Mondays.
Well, you do your
Magic Monday.
Magic Monday. So we've got this semi-regular thing of Guild Ball Mondays, because the next event I'm playing in on Sunday after my night shift on Saturday, I'm going.
It's
going
to be good.
It's good. I'm playing well. That's why I only got it. I swapped one of the shifts around, so it was only one night shift. So just grit my teeth through it. And
You can swap shifts to Guild Ball, but not for the Warhammer World Expedition.
Well, that is tricky.
28th,
because I'm thinking,
give up something better.
But it's two nights I've got to do, like the night of the 27th going into the 28th and the night of the 28th, so I have to swap the 28th.
Ooh.
And it's like, but can I swap? I don't know if I'll be able to swap the 27th.
I didn't realise you're on double night.
Yeah, so I might have to do, if I can find someone to take the 28th, you might have to drive me up to Nottingham, because I'll be sleeping in the car.
I did that last year.
But I'm saying, like, there's no choice. You're going to have to drive.
But then are you going to be in any state to do anything anyway?
Well, I don't know. But I'll be there.
You've got to live that day.
I'd like to, because Hannah's away.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. I mean, Hannah's away of seeing her relations. So if I can find someone who will take that night shift, then I'm game on. And so we'll see. I'll try my best.
Happy days. Mm-hmm. Right, so we talked about that. Now we're going to do the try with section.
Okay.
And then we'll see you later. Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 40, with Paul, Barry and Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Phil. Hey.
So this is going to be like a Tri-Wiz cheese fest. So yeah. Hopefully Paul winning the tournament with his cheese-tastic Skaven.
It's all about Skaven. It's all about
all
that.
About the cheese. So you're packing blue today? Blue cheese?
Yeah, blue cheese.
The special Warpstone edition ribbed blue cheese.
Yeah, you know it.
So we're on the way. We're en route somewhere in lovely... I don't know if we're still in Essex, actually. Maybe coming to Cambridgeshire soon.
Yeah.
It's all very posh round here. Leafy suburbs. There's a little toadstool there. Oh, lovely. So anyway, we're going to get on with it. We've already talked about expectations. So what should we talk about on the route? What do you want to talk about, Paul? Can you talk and drive?
Yeah,
can you walk and chew gum?
I can walk and chew gum. Expectations. So it's three games today. I'd like to come away with two results.
You'll get three results.
Yeah,
might be losses.
All right, cool. But I'm just looking for hopefully all my, as I said before in the last episode, hopefully all my games are decided. They don't have a bad decision because the round ends too early.
I'm pretty sure most of your games, nobody's breaking you in the time.
But I'm hoping that the result that is given in the game is what would have happened, if you follow.
Yeah. I was having a little laugh at the scoring. Not that the scoring's bad, it was just playing against Paul, you couldn't beat him, but do less than 600 points of damage and get 2 points out of four.
That's right.
And do more than 600 points of damage against Chaff. That's quite a task.
You got to kill a lot.
You do have to kill a lot. So how much are they, like, we keep doing this, are they 40 each?
40 points of clan rats, yeah.
So that's a mere 15 units of clan rats.
Just 15 units of them, yeah.
More than 15 units of clan rats, sir, you earn yourself 3 points. Less than 15 units, that's a two. And 15's not enough to break you, is it?
No. 17 is my break.
Okay, happy days. My advice is get stuck in early and big. Don't mince around.
That's it. These kind of games are won or lost actually in the early turns by if you play them too slow or you don't commit, etc. You've just got to swing big to hit big, haven't you? To get the home run, you have to swing for it.
That's it. And it may actually, because we've got Phil in the car and he plays with the Bretonians, in a strange way, if the game's not going to be won on break and, like, say Phil's given away no break and he's taken 8 of the other person's 10, but it goes to VPs, all that chaff may count against you. Because they still give up VPs.
Yeah,
so you could give, like, 1,000 points of chaff away and lose on victory points. So maybe you have to lead with the knights a little bit more.
I don't know. I mean, it's... If I was Phil... I'd take that list, Phil, that is breakpoint 5 knights. I'd commit 4 knights to something, and then even if it goes awful, you haven't lost yet. At least you can do another charge.
Yeah, and you've still got all your chaff to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, happy days. We're also going to talk a little bit about the army list for Warmaster Revolution, because I think we mentioned that the Revolution rule set looks very good. There are still some little niggly things that I'll discuss in a minute, but the army lists are a bit strange. They've cut out 3 lists that I didn't think really had any reason to be cut out. But so I'll talk you through the differences, because Paul's driving. He normally does all this fluff stuff. So tournament high elves, I mean, there's a fair argument for using tournament high elves rather than regular ones.
Yep.
Tournaments Kislev. I don't know Kislev yet. I've not used them, so I can't argue either way. So
yep.
If you're going to go all tournament, then go all tournament, I guess. And then no Cathay, no Nippon. They're from the fan list. They're a borderline at best anyway. So I guess they've just decided to take no fan lists, which is fair enough. I don't think you can do that because not all fan lists are anywhere near created equal. I think Cathay and Nippon do have a chance of being able to be used, but some of them are just horse shit. So we've said that before, like Dwarf Engineers.
Yeah.
3 up hitting 8 cannon bubble. It's like, no.
Because my balloon in the sky tells me it's good.
Oh, I'll shoot the balloon. Oh, you can't target the balloon. It's too high up. No. And then 3 weirdish ones. So we got biting the Negan Nerf Bat are Witch Hunters, Araby, and Goblins.
Albion.
Oh, sorry, Witch Hunters, Albion, and Goblins. I don't know about that. I think, I mean, apart from the fact that maybe this rule set is a bit biased towards Horde armies, which we don't even know yet, but that's one of the potential feedbacks I've heard from Ancients and this Evolution set. Because those are pretty much Horde armies, aren't they, all three of them? Goblins, Albion, and Witch Hunters, I think. I think they're mainly low quality.
Goblins certainly, and the other two are on the bigger side, yeah.
Yeah, because don't Witch Hunters have to have 8 Zealots as a minimum or something?
Something like that. I mean, they have less cavalry, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, we certainly allowed all three of those. So I'm not saying that all three are potentially perfect. I know there's been some feedback about Goblins having some cheesy...
No,
I don't care, but I mean, this is the feedback people get.
My two cents of the matter was that it's only Witch Hunters I'd have... Yeah,
that was your fluff versus faction thing.
Yeah, fluff versus faction. Yeah, I wouldn't have had them, but that was not the decision that we'd made. And fair enough. I have no problem with Goblins or Albion. You know, I mean, Goblins are awful. Yeah,
I think the only thing people were talking about was about Doom Divers and how they work and how good they were. But to be honest, the rest of the list is so broad.
There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
You know, like your core troops are Goblins, and what can Goblins do?
I've got no idea.
They can die, that's all they can do.
Well, if you consider as well that the general is an orc general, in effect, leadership 8, and the hero is a leadership 7.
Yep.
Holy shit! Leadership 7, enemy near, that's 6. Oh yep. God.
You should play high elves with them.
They're still in the bag. Yeah. That's another thing I've got to say. I couldn't do it. This morning I packed my bag. I've obviously played Lizardmen and high elves in preparation, and the lists are finished, so I know what. I've got the two lists in the bag, but I couldn't decide. The lore of the leadership 10 is ridiculous. It is, I swear to God. It's why I could never play orcs. If orcs had leadership 9 general, I could probably quite happily play them. But
well, in the Revolution set, they would start with leadership 9 for the first turn, wouldn't they? Because they get plus
one order.
Well, for like one order, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, there are some rules that might maybe play them, be like the. So we'll talk a little bit about this Revolution.
Orcs would be a lot better in that, because at least they get to move when they fail an order.
Fail an order, move half.
Yeah, move half. That's 10 more than they were moving.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even mind chucking an order with a wizard. Oh,
yeah,
fail.
Try to order that brigade of trolls that's got some damage. Oh, well, they failed. At least they moved.
Move 10.
Right, start. So
I've had games where trolls don't move in the game.
Yeah, exactly. So slowly get them into initiative range. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, happy days. Mm-hmm. Right, so we talked about the list. We talked about the fact that I'm a cheeseburger and I've still got two lists in the car and I can't decide which it is. But I know when I get there.
I think it'll be a big thing because you're playing Janus. It'll be, what is Janus using?
And I don't care. I'm only playing in one game.
Yeah, I know, but I know you, Barry. You're like...
It's the leadership 10.
Once the information's out there, you can't not know it. I can't unlearn it.
There are known knowns and there are known unknowns. And there are unknown unknowns. The known known is that leadership 10 in tournaments is very good with silver helms because you tend to be able to pick where you attack.
Yeah. So anyway, for this episode, which we'll cobble together, we might try and get some recordings down between rounds if we get the opportunity, but we'll certainly have a wash-up one in the Indian afterwards with a cool Indian music in the background.
So yeah, what time is it? It's still early. It's still not even 8 o'clock.
8:45 this event starts.
Yeah, so it's 8 o'clock. I haven't had much breakfast, actually. That's going to make me hangry at some point.
Hangry?
Have you heard this? Hangry?
Well, we might be able to get something before we start.
So it's a cross between hungry and angry.
Yeah.
Angry. I'm angry, boss! I'm angry. So, so that's probably it for this morning. We'll talk between rounds. There's a bit of rain, but I don't think it's as bad as it was.
It's forecast to rain all day.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do a little bit at the end when they present Paul with his winner's medal trophy.
Well.
And then you can drop it again and break it. Okay, so speak to you later. I just wanted to talk a little bit about something that grinds my gears. We're going to have a section in each podcast. just what grinds my gears. So a little insight into what grinds my gears. So imagine you're charging from the rear flank. So if you're looking at a clock, you're charging a unit in the flank but from behind its forward arc, that forward 180. So you're maybe like 8 o'clock on the clock, and you charge in, and the fact that, let's say you're charging a unit of infantry in the flank and you're a unit of flyers, the fact that one of your stands then goes into the front arc because you have to maximise facing. I mean, I could probably play that I don't maximise facing because I don't leave myself room. Will mean that they get a stand and shoot, even though you charge them from behind. And the only point that any of your stands goes into the front arc is on the final bit when you realign your stands after the charge. So I think that is something that potentially Revolution or somebody should look at and say, like, if you're charged in the flank, there shouldn't really be a stand and shoot. I mean, that's a mechanic that happens in most games. I don't really know why the 180 line of sight thing exists. I
think, to be fair, you haven't read through that Revolution yet. It might be in there.
Yeah, it might be in there, but I'm pretty sure it isn't. Because they talk about the 180 line of sight. I think most games would have like a 90 degree line of sight.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing that would really affect is the trebuchet, because you can't redeploy that. So if you deploy that really badly and they move out of your line of sight, then, well, that's what would happen in real life. If you put your trebuchet facing the wrong way, it's going to take you 3 weeks to rebuild the frigger facing the right way.
Well, the better player on that would just set it further back so the arcs, perhaps more a corner.
Yeah, in
so
a
the
corner.
Arcs, the arcs cover more of the table.
Yeah, no, exactly right. So I think going forward, I don't know how easy it would be to say, like Warmaster Ancients, the arc is 90 degrees rather than 180. And also that you need the whole of your base to be able to see in order to shoot, so you don't get any of this cheesy wedge formation shooting.
Yeah, I never agreed with that. Yeah, but we'll see.
That's just me explaining the rules.
Yeah, I know, but you see, that's how we look at this thing, isn't it? Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, Jim and Alex might not think of that, but we are from a war machine background, and you do look to like, how can I get the best results, can't I?
Yeah, I love the fact in War Machine it's the only game, I'm not going to bore you too much, it's the only game where you can literally charge and kill your own stuff for a bonus. So you'll either run your stuff up the field and you'll charge that in the back and kill it just to get a bit more speed up the field, or you'll get some trigger off killing something. I love that ability. I love it. I hate the fact that most games say you can't target your own stuff, can't do this, can't do that. I mean, historically, people have targeted their own stuff. They've sent their men into the middle of the field and then opened up with their archers.
Yeah.
We've got more men than you.
Happens in Braveheart.
Yeah, we've got more men than you. We can afford to lose those.
We'll hit them as well.
Yeah, well, some of them.
Yeah.
We'll hit our guys in the back. Who cares? Right, so there you go. That was what grinds my gears for this week. Right, so we're in the coffee shop.
Hello. I hope you can hear us. There's Adele or something playing in the background. I don't know.
I think it's Gabrielle, isn't it?
I don't know. You're like Gabrielle here. Yeah.
Gabrielle, they're all ladies, they're all women.
Gabrielle.
I'm bringing you in the morning. Yeah. So, yeah, we've played round one.
Yes.
It was auspicious.
We've left Phil still playing his Bretonian matchup.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I send my peasants to fight your peasants and nothing will happen.
Your peasants are dead.
Yeah.
I charge your peasants with my chaff.
Yeah.
My chaff dies.
That's the only army that's doubled up is Bretonians. So everyone's got a single unique army aside from two Bretonian players.
Yeah. And so round one, Paul played the one I was hoping he'd play. Oh, Dwarf. We knew you were playing Dwarfs. I said it would be a hard matchup.
Yeah, so I played Steve, Dwarves.
Who's a good player.
Very good player.
Good attitude,
so we're just saying this.
Good egg all the way around. It's the kind of guy you'd look forward to playing.
Exactly, the one I'm going to play him casually, I will find that to work, and I grudged him because I knew, not because I thought, oh, that's an easy matchup, I grudged him because I wanted to play him.
It definitely wasn't an easy matchup.
No, God, no.
So it wasn't, the Horned Rat wasn't watching?
No.
And then, I think, did you even lose scouting?
Yeah.
To Dwarves?
Yeah, and the first turn too. I rolled a one.
And then a brigade of troll slayers and backed up supported by the rangers at two brigades of yours.
Yeah.
And the cannons.
So I attacked it. I was all aggression, but I had an attrition. So mine was 17-9.
but I lost so many Skaven, like, in combat. It was very fluffy. So, like, basically his brigade on his left killed off, like, mutual destruction by the second brigade. I lost 2 brigades to 1, which is perfect. Like, 2 to 1, it's what it's meant to be. But yeah, I didn't have an answer to his cannons. Yeah, I just
who'd have thunk it?
Yeah,
cannons
just,
are good.
Just crushing me, those cannons. A unit a turn.
So if you put cannons in defended, which you managed to get, mm-hmm. so you're going to have difficulty getting into the front of them.
Yeah.
You don't have flyers. You don't have any way of getting there quickly.
Nope.
You just got to eat it.
I managed it for the first 2 turns with a unit of rat swarms moving forward to take the fire, which is good.
Because they got 4 hits each.
And they can't get driven back. No, they got 3 hits each, but they can't be driven back. Oh, so well, that was good.
Right.
Because he didn't roll very well and left. I could get 2 rounds of shooting out of it. But he learned, and sadly, I hate it when your opponent learns. Yeah, like, and also I did not get great command rolls in the middle. So I couldn't. It was. I just couldn't get my stuff forward quick enough.
Did he use his gyrocopters? Because I wouldn't have seen them having much of a role.
He didn't. He didn't send them. He only added them to the firepower demo that was in the middle, just
the
to
cannons.
Help it. Yeah, yeah, just to help it out.
So because if they ever get caught, they're gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. And I did catch one of them at the end. So the game finished with I drew a combat that I should have lost, luckily. And I moved my clan, switched targets to attack his gyrocopter, one of them, ran it down, and then the next closest thing was his brigade of cannons, and I was like, I've only got 1 unit left to break, as in, I have the 1 unit left to score.
Did you charge cannons in the front?
Yeah, just to see what would happen.
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, they got killed on stand and shoot. The whole lot.
Yeah, because the thing on the end was the flame cannon. That tends to sting.
Yeah, it was just like, round. I was hoping he was going to roll double one.
So you were looking for 3%.
Yeah.
Just a 3% chance of this working.
It's good odds.
So I managed to play Janners. I there was no glory in that. I took high elves.
So just to give like a context to this,
I said in the corner I was going to take high elves. Everybody knew I was going to take high elves.
So Barry brings along 2 armies because he's like heard Janners might use goblins, and high elves are particularly strong because
goblins. Or dark elves.
Or dark elves because they fear elves. Goblins.
I let him charge my eagles because they're not elves.
How's sporting? Yeah. Like so this boxing match, Barry's in there like with weighted gloves and smelling salts and stuff and everything. Stario like.
Janners
comes in. Barry blindfolds him, ties one arm behind his back, and then he's kicking him in the corner. And Janners still won't give up.
Wouldn't give up. It was awesome. So I'll talk about a couple of sucker punches, and then basically what happened was for 4 turns he had 1 break left. So what he was doing was things like he was the nearest thing to him that I would charge. He was putting his general in that. His general's on a weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
So come and take the general. Because the general, it's like the Batoni
game.
Yeah, where your general, it doesn't matter now.
Doesn't matter now.
Yeah. Might as well, yeah, so... For 4 turns at the end, he clung on.
Yep.
Clung on. Like, his will to live is beyond. Beyond. But so he had a massive brigade of artillery, Skaven-esque. I think he had 1, 2, 3, 4 units of bolt throwers. That's 8 bolt throwers.
Yep.
And 2 units of doom divers. So that's 4 of those. And that's all in a brigade with wolf riders interspersed. So turn one, he doesn't even move.
Mm.
He says, come to me.
Yeah.
Turn 2, he didn't move. Turn 3, he didn't move. So I sent a unit of eagles into the only weak point in his whole army, which was 2 bolt throwers and a doom diver, all next to each other. My eagles managed to take out all those. And then the game turned on, I managed to get a unit of reavers, which wasn't particularly difficult because you're high elves, round into the flank and put my dragon in, which meant... They were attacking for nothing coming back.
Well, there you go.
And they had 4 units. So he was already down to 1 break by turn 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the game went to turn 7. And there's absolutely...
Oh, mine was 7, 8 turns. Yeah.
So we managed to play between us 7 and 8 turns. And I finished in 2 hours. And you finished in 2 hours.
Yep.
There's no need for the bell. No extension.
Nope.
That's what you want. You want games done.
But I have to say that we're both, like... Both our
don't
games.
Say I'm quick playing.
No, but it proves that it does, isn't it? I mean, like, both...
Well, a lot of turns where nothing happened in our game.
Yeah, but the whole game, it's
itself, is in, not, don't worry about number of turns, was played easily in time. Like, same in mine.
Yeah, I mean, like, there were a lot of shortcuts where you know you're going to die in the combat. Yeah, so just bring your attacks back, and then we'll take them off.
Yeah, and I did that. Yeah, because...
There's no point in fanning around. Yeah, just get on with the
exactly.
Game.
So, and there are some, and there are definitely some matchups that I don't think will finish. Like,
Ford against Ford.
Yeah, but like, some of the games going on probably won't finish, but it just proves that it can. It's the attitude you bring to the game, isn't it? Like the pace you set to it. Because my one started late because it took me ages to get all my stuff out of the case.
I said that would happen.
Yeah.
But hey, well done. Well done to Steve.
Yes, well done, Steve. Well done. Yep.
Did he get the bell?
No.
Nobody ever gets the bell. Goddamn bell. And well done for Janus for being a good sport and a tiger to fight against. And I still don't have any credit for beating you.
You're like, it's like when you're kicking the old man, and it's like, you know, you can't, it's no
what
favor.
Was that Game of Thrones?
I'm the guy that killed the old man.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, I got killed by an old man.
I got killed by an old man. There's no benefit.
There's no glory in this. Okay, so I've got one win, some 4 points, yes. Paul's got no points.
Yeah, because of the scoring. You either get points or you get none.
We're playing Swiss, so I don't know who I'm playing. You're playing...
No, it's, next round is random.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, next round is random. You're playing...
I'm playing against a Norse army.
Without Valkyries. Big mistake.
Yeah, but I've never played Norse, so this will be really interesting.
The Valkyries are the thing that scared the willies out of me.
Not fair enough, but like this will be cool, because somebody I haven't met before, I haven't seen before at an event... And he's playing Norse, never played that. It's exactly what you want to happen on the tour. And plus, now that I can't win the thing, I can just have a laugh.
Yeah. Still come third or second.
Wow. Yeah, there's no prizes. They don't give prizes.
There is, I've seen them.
Is there? Oh,
there's no trophy, unless one of them's best sporting and one of them's best painted or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw three little trophies.
Yep.
So I was looking forward to you dropping it, because he even brought glue this time.
But it's all on for Barry. Barry, what are you playing next?
I think his name's Melvin, but I don't know what he's playing or where.
Dogs of War.
I don't fear anything with high elves.
Yeah.
In fact, I do. I fear dwarves.
Yeah.
Because their armour nullifies my shooting.
Yeah, well, you find out. But
The dwarves are.
If you win, if you get
a Skaven, I fear Skaven with high elves.
If you get a win on the next round, I think you'll be contesting for the tournament winner, won't you? If you get a win, even a small.
I'm already a winner. I beat Janus.
But did you break Janus?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just need a win against the next one. Yeah. And then you're going for it.
I'll tell you why I'm playing Leadership 10. Is that in Magic, you get some free wins because people get mana screwed or mana flooded. Mm. So they don't get to play their game.
Yeah.
And what Leadership 10 allows you to do is steal games.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't have any leadership or fails their leadership badly, and you get 2-3 orders off with Leadership 10, you can steal games.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. I'm just playing the system, unfortunately. Yeah, like a cheesy... No good.
The thing is, as I said before, like, I'll give you match with Ruben, but you haven't won a tournament with high elves yet.
I've lost one game with high elves. So that was too challenging. Yeah.
So it's like, if you win this one, then fair enough. You've done it. Like,
shut up. Right. Just because you're out of it now, you can start sledging me. Right, so we'll talk to you after round two.
Yep.
Right, so welcome back. It's 8 minutes past nine.
Yep.
We didn't manage to record between rounds and two and three, and so we're recording after the Curry House because we went out for dinner with Steve and Ian. Is it Ian or
Ian?
Yes.
Ian.
Yes.
It's spelled like a Scottish Ian, I guess, I-A-I-N, but Ian's Ian.
Yep.
So they were the guys we played in the final of the doubles, so very nice fellas too.
Yep.
And Ian was playing Empire, and Steve was playing
Dwarfs,
who lost to Drannis. Goblins.
Unbelievable.
The shame of it.
The shame. There's no shame in losing.
Shame. Ding, ding, ding. Shame. But you are losing to Drannis, but
right. Recording, Barry's been drinking, alright?
Only three, but then I had four
of
those.
Couple of chases as well.
Four of them, because nobody else liked them. They were
well, I'm driving,
big.
I can't drink it.
Shame! Yeah. Creme caramel. So Phil's in the back still. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
Paul's in the front driving badly as ever.
Thank you.
But at least he's sober. So round two, Paul, what happened to you in round two?
So I played against a guy called Melvin, I've not met before, and he was using Norse, which I've not played before.
Oh, this was meaty.
Yeah, I mean, when I said the arm's set up, and I was like, I looked at his army, and it doesn't seem like right. I mean, why is he doesn't seem to have a big army?
It was a small army.
But then I realised he'd bumped for 7 of these. Oh, I can't remember what they were.
Huskars.
Huskars, and they are basically Chaos Warriors.
Well, no, they got one less hit.
Yeah.
So they're 4-3-4.
Yeah. And 7 units of it, that was no joke. That was hard to
And a Tusker. Is it Tusker?
And he had
War Mammoth.
2 War Mammoths as well.
They love Skaven, apparently.
They love them some Skaven. Yeah, like, they're not as bad as what came in round 3, but, anyway, it was a good game. Like, I've not played against Norse before, but, I mean, that is a build to beat Skaven. 7 hard infantry units, heavy infantry units.
Plus 2 massive mammoths.
Yeah, I mean, I lost so many Skaven. But I did eventually break him with only a couple left to go for me. So I won that game.
Hey, 4 points to Paul.
Yep, 4 points.
4 points. My game 2 was against Andrew, who was playing Dogs of War. He had a crazy skew 8 light cavalry, I think they're called.
Yep.
So a massively skewed light cavalry build with only 1 unit of, what are they called?
Galloper guns.
Yeah. And it was a really, really kind of messy, interesting game. I really enjoyed that game. But I did manage to win 10-5. And yeah, apart from losing my flying dragon early, I don't think I lost control of the game at any point.
What?
I think, again, it was a game. In game one, I went really offensive because he was defensive Janus. Game two, I went really offensive. So, like, I was in. The whole game was played in his half.
So, how'd you lose the dragon?
I think I went really gung-ho and threw in 2 units of Silver Helms, which did a lot of work and took out his gallop guns and stuff. But if you go that deep with the dragon, even if you've got a full unit of Silver Helms left, they're not going to survive.
Yeah.
But it's just something you have to kind of man up and take.
Yeah.
And even though that left me just the wizard and the general, the high elf general's as good as you're getting.
Yeah.
He can do a lot.
Yeah.
On his own. And he does.
He does.
Most of the time. He's like a drug. It's like your crack cocaine. He's like, give me that high elf leadership 10. So that was I think I won like 11-5.
Oh, so you
4 points.
You got
4 points because I broke it.
So that put you into playing on in the final.
I guess a guy called Neil who was playing Bretonians with break 6, and he played Phil in round 1.
Yeah.
And you were playing Jeff.
I was playing Jeff, and he was using Araby.
Indochina Araby.
Okay, using models for that. Yeah, Indian style models.
So, Magic Carpet Madness.
Magic Carpet, 2 units of Magic Carpet, and 2 units of
2 elephants.
Elephants.
Holy moly!
And you know what kills Skaven really well? Elephants do.
All you have to do is use your range to try and confuse them. Oh, you don't have much range.
Yeah.
Oh my god, those elephants must have eaten so many Skaven.
Yeah, it's like in that film, the 3rd Lord of the Rings movie, where the elephants just start stampeding through you. And it's like, that was like my army, basically. And I wasn't getting 2 rounds of combat against these things. They were just horrible. But I did eventually get them on counterattacks.
Both of them.
Yeah, both units. I managed to get a couple of orders and properly surround one. It was very cinematic. But the second unit, I just managed to use like my guns and Giselles to keep away. But he attritioned me out. I did have a situation at the end of that game where I realised I could catch his general because his general was only close to 1 unit, and I tried to make a 7+ command, which would have attacked that unit, and I should have won it just on combat res alone. And then I killed his general as well.
Does his general have to go up to that unit?
Well, I would have touched his general after dealing with the unit. I'd have.
But the general had nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you didn't get him. You didn't get through.
No, I failed the order. So
oh.
I didn't get into combat. But I was very odds on to get that. I spotted it right at the end, and I was like, oh, I can just go for his general. There he's left it exposed. Because Jeff didn't like that Bell's area negative effects coming on.
Really?
Yeah.
So in your 3 games today, did the Bell come close to dying?
No, never even got attacked. Never even got looked at being attacked.
That Bell is such a pain in the arse to deal with. But the minus one command is just a nightmare as well.
But I would. So anyway, it's basically end of the tournament for me. I'd won one game, lost two. I wanted to win two, but I won one instead. I would build the Skaven a bit differently. Like, basically, when it came to it, in quite a few situations, I just needed some better quality of troops and the harder troops, and I had gone too much for the cheap stuff. And when they are really cheap, it doesn't matter. Like I was tunneling myself, like, as in against like these elephants, for example, I needed something that could really bite them back, and I just didn't have enough there. So I need some more rounds.
In game one, when you were going against the Troll Slayers,
yeah,
they just ate two
yeah,
gates.
Exactly.
It's
so
just too much attrition.
Yeah,
even for Skaven.
I need to fight them. I need to fight with better stuff quicker. So some more Rat Ogres, and a second Doom Wheel dropping.
Sounds brilliant.
Would be what I would choose.
So
next.
How many units are you losing? Four.
I would probably
six,
sit around
seven,
break
eight.
13.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. So losing eight units, yeah.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Six units, maybe.
Six units. I mean, that's more what I would be sitting
see,
around.
He's a high elf player. I'm not going to fight your good stuff. I'm going to make sure I fight your shit stuff. So the less good stuff. I mean, it's kind of irrelevant how much good stuff you have.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm not going to fight it.
That's experience. I mean, the next Warmaster event would
January.
Be my one in January.
What are you going to use?
I don't know. I mean, like, I've painted the entire all the Skaven I have, so I could do that build straight away.
You are the cheese lord.
But
Warmaster.
But equally, I could play. I'd be quite tempted to use Empire, because I haven't used them in an event yet.
Ian gave him a good run today.
I should have asked Ian what he took, actually. I'll see. I mean, that Empire are my next on army, Warmaster army to paint. Because I did a lot for Dogs of War, and I want to finish it all off. That shelf I want to finish.
It's weird, I played Dogs of War game two, and the pikemen were as uninspiring as I remember them being.
Yeah, they're not good.
For 60 points, they just don't do enough.
Yeah.
If you have to take four, and you take four because you have to take four, you don't take any more, and you don't really want them.
Yeah.
There's so much better stuff to be taken. Mm-hmm. So maybe if that's five of armour, maybe if they were defended against
really,
cavalry.
They're a really interesting concept. I think defended against cavalry would be the right move, but they're not good enough, are they? Take them because you have to, and they just can't seem to do enough. Like, they put out a lot of attacks, but they just die. They're done. They're only one attack.
Six of armour should throw it off.
Yeah, they're like they only last one combat. Yeah, even if you win it, they only last one.
Nah, you're not winning generally, but that's what I found. Even when you charge, you're not winning against anything quality.
Yeah.
You've got no armour.
Yeah.
Right, so my game three was against Neil, who played Bretonians, played Phil in round one. He had a break of six. The game was incredibly cagey. I've heard Jim talk of Ancients games where people just dance around each other for turn after turn. And literally, it was turn four before anything contacted anything. So we were just, he was moving round to his right flank, and I was moving round to my right flank to try and keep the distance as far as possible. He was an incredibly well-versed player. He was a nice guy. He knew the rules inside out, and he played his army really well. He deliberately chose to go second because the way the rule set was, that would allow him the last turn, so he could alpha strike without any retaliation on the last turn, which he did.
I mean, this is a guy you're playing in the fight, so you expect a hard game, don't you?
It was definitely a hard game. So turn four, he sent some stuff in. He ate a unit. He ate two units of archers, and that was it. In response, I managed. There was quite a few turns. He did some clever stuff. There was quite a few turns where he put Pegasus Knights behind my bolt throwers, and then he used a ring of magic to get them in.
Yeah.
And I dispelled it. And then he used a wizard with a unicorn and a ring that gives him plus one. So he needed a three up, and he rolled a two. So I didn't go in. Else he'd have eaten both my bolt throwers units. So in return, I ate two units of knights and I ate most of his Pegasus, and then there was a bit of shenanigans where I was trying to pick off stuff, and I did manage to pick off some stuff, but then it came down to the bell and he alpha striked and managed to get enough stuff from me to give him 140 45 point win, which was actually a draw.
Yeah.
So we both finished with draw in the final, and the strength of schedule was 9 each, so that was a draw. And so it came down to the fact that he'd done 145 points more damage in the final. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He deserved to win. He played an incredibly tight game. Like, that was just, yeah, you could tell there was a lot at stake and he just wouldn't risk an Alpha Strike until he was sure it was worth doing. And him taking second turn and getting some charges in to do enough damage to win on was what changed the game. Mm. So in that final turn where I had no response because this was the last turn of the game, he took out 2 Silver Helms and 1 Reaver, and that was enough to win the game.
So that was also the only game that finished because... Not because neither of you had won, it's because the round had ended.
Yeah, and he finished as a draw.
Because I managed to finish all 3 of mine. So, like, yeah.
Probably didn't spend 4 turns not doing it. Just dancing around each other.
So, what were those models like? What did he? Were they GW originals?
No, I don't think so. There are no GW original Pegasus dice.
I suppose not, are they?
He had a really weird build. Like, not something we'd overly considered. So, he had. Two Grail Knights, is that maximum, Phil?
Yeah, 2 Grail Knights is maximum.
Two Peg Knights, so that's 4, and he had 7 regular Knights.
So no Trebs, that's where it goes.
None of that. Absolutely minimum chaff.
So he didn't have the Pilgrim bullet?
Fuck all that.
One unit of peasants, which were hiding in some men-at-arms, so they didn't suffer the negatives.
Yeah.
So 1 peasant, 2 men-at-arms, and 2 squires. Maximum characters. Yeah. Like loads of magic items everywhere, even the Crown of Command. There was like stuff everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like
Band of Shielding on the
Band of Shielding on the Grail Knights.
Yeah.
5 attacks, 3 up armor. They were meaty when they came in, those boys.
Yeah.
So yeah, fantastic. Well done, Neil. So he wins. I come second. Paul comes somewhere below Janus.
It didn't matter if you're not third. You're nowhere.
One below the goblins. So we went out for curry. That was fantastic. We spent the evening with Steve and Ian. Fantastic. And they're all even on about running a tournament up in Birmingham.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they do it, we'll book it. We will play. Yeah,
I'll certainly do my damnedest, especially if it's a one day. Yeah. I can do like as long a one day as you want. I can come at 8 in the morning and stay and eat and go home at 10 at night. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's only costing me one day. The kids are in bed, so.
Yeah.
That was good. And our next event is going to be January.
Yeah.
I'm going to be refereeing. Paul's going to be playing.
Yep.
Leader Paul.
Yeah, 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 definitely. And we'll be using the Winter Roller 17 tournament pack. And I'll have that out online. Yeah, I was showing people the beta today, actually.
Yeah, yeah, just keep talking about it.
Shut up.
Keep talking the talk. I want to see you walk.
I think my hobby soon is now going to change to writing. Been painting models for a bit. I have to write this Winter Roller.
Give it to Jim. He's fantastic.
Yeah, I want it to be my product, you know. Which is difficult when you're dyslexic. So I'll
Ego Roller. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it for you. I'm dyslexic too. So.
Yeah, I'm right.
So, so we're going home. I managed to get 2 wins and a draw and come second. All got 1 win, 2 losses.
And came nowhere.
I was to make sure army did as bad as it did. I was expecting more from you.
It didn't.
You seem to give me a much more of a game.
I'm just really glad all 3 of my games finished because, recording this earlier, that's what I was worried about, was not having enough time, but it didn't. And the grudge match I played against Steve was fantastic, and hopefully I'll play him socially coming up as well. It's like I grudged him not because I thought, I knew I'd enjoy the game. Yeah, like
even getting blasted. Yeah.
Blasted. That was horrible. Because Steve realized. Didn't realize he was firing cannons underpowered until I corrected him. I was like, no, it's 8 dice each.
Yeah, against column.
Yeah,
boom.
My stuff's in column. 8 dice me. Yeah, like, and then 8 dice me again. Like, I'll just take this unit off. But something I did do in all 3 of my games though is I didn't bother on. That rolls that were so strongly going to happen. I just like, look, I've lost that one. Like, just take it off. You know, that helps speed up things a bit. I just like.
Did you even roll your attacks back?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just going to do my attacks here, and if I don't get 2 hits, like for example, it doesn't matter.
Do you know where you're going? Yeah, that looks reasonable. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. So Phil, he didn't have a great event. But there were two very close games, two close wins. Yeah, you could have won two games on two dice rolls.
Yeah, I had a good event. The first one where all three games went down to the last turn. I lost them all, but I had a chance to win them all, so it was enjoyable. It wasn't playing out an hour or so of, well, no, I'm going to lose this, but let's roll some dice. So, yeah, a really good event, and, had a really good night, so it's been good.
Yeah, I think the most horrific story I heard was where Phil drove a unit off the board, who then rolled a six to come back on, and came on and the flank charged him and killed him.
He's like, flies against
So you didn't even do any damage to them. You just pushed them off.
One wound.
One wound pushed them off the board.
Yeah.
And then they came back on and hit you in the flank.
Them's the rules. Well, I can't say I've ever seen that situation.
He must have been like stood on the baseline.
Yeah, it was against the rules. So I charged him. I didn't realise playing old 8th edition fantasy. I thought knock him off the board. And they're dead. Knocked them off the board.
They're not dead.
the rules
What's dead may never die.
Six. So that's fair enough.
I've never seen that before. Awesome. All right then. So that was. That's going to be it. That's almost a podcast episode. Is that 40?
Episode 40.
Jeez, man. Jeez, it's been almost a year. Some TriWiz name thing. We'll see you in a week or so.
Right, see you later.
Welcome back from the TriWiz section. So you'll have heard that Paul didn't quite achieve his 2-1.
No, didn't. Got 1 and 2, but never mind.
Mm. He seems to play so much better without scaving against me than he does against anybody else.
Well, I don't think I was... No, I don't think wrong. I wasn't playing... I don't think I was playing badly. It just didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Like, yeah. I went 2 and a draw and lost.
Yeah.
So, second again. Second with high elves again. So that's twice this year I've come second with high elves.
What's it telling you, Barry?
It's always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Yep. Well, I won't be coming second next year if I start playing ogres, that's for sure. Lordy, lordy. Right, so it was a good event. I don't know if we did. Did I talk about the... it wasn't cheese as such. It was just like rules pushing by Neil. How cool some of the things he was doing. I don't know, like the...
This is the finals game.
Yeah. So, like, for example, part of a unit was facing forwards and the rest of it facing backwards. I don't know if I talked about that in the car, because I was quite... I hadn't come across that before, so I was feeling quite confident going into the final.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, some of my stuff's facing forwards and some's facing backwards to protect against your eagles. And I kind of... I didn't really understand what he was saying. I said, so that means I only move half speed. And I said, all right, well, because they're irregular formation. And I thought, like, he had a unit facing forwards and then the next unit facing backwards. But what it actually was the middle of each stand was facing backwards.
Yeah.
So that effectively gave you 360... Yeah.
But at half pace movement.
So you could never be recharged.
See... I mean,
I was like, when I saw that, I went, oh my God, this guy knows his onions. Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's like, it's something we've never thought to do, but to me, it's like, that is correct.
Is it?
I've never seen anyone try it, and it's just like, in my head, it's like, oh, that's way too gamey. I'd never do it. I just couldn't. Yeah, you know, I just, like, that was...
Well, because your eagles cannot take it. Because when you do, like, Rodders does it a lot with harpies. Yeah. So you fly his harpies behind your line, hope you mess up an order, and then you get to, like, rear charge. Well, there ain't no rear charge for a start. Mm. And the likelihood is you're going to get the initiative charge by Pegasus Knights.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can be 50.
Yeah, no, I mean, it would... I don't know. It's just like, it's...
And those guys turn round, so it's only the first guy, isn't it? The first guy moves in forwards, and then the two that are facing the wrong way will then turn round when they initiative charge. Yeah. So everything goes forwards.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they attack backwards. It's just it's taking advantage of rules as written rather than kind of intended. If you follow,
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a legit. It's totally.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just something that would feel wrong. to do.
Well, for me. It doesn't feel wrong to me.
But but that's how we're different, isn't it? It's
like, why have I not thought about this? I know I've only been playing a year, but wow.
Yeah, it's good, but I mean...
So until that gets outlawed, those harpies now, Rodders, you might as well not bother using those.
we'll change the tactic, but it's like...
What is the tactic? What are you going to use with them?
I don't know.
You can't recharge me anymore now.
But they can go anywhere. I mean, like, in scenario play, they can have a place. Grab an objective. Yeah.
Hide in the corner till they go and get an objective.
Nah. It's like, they're still I can still see things to do with them, but it's just that, you'd expect a finals game of a tournament to bring up some interestingness.
It did.
Yeah.
So like, there was no engagement at all. There was no damage done at all until turn 4.
Why didn't you just go for him?
Because you couldn't. Because there was nothing exposed.
You couldn't.
There was nothing exposed.
Just go get him.
So right, he had all his brigade of 13 good stuff, or whatever it was, and then in front of that was the chaff.
When are you going to get it?
The chaff was just... Because how are you going
to
get...
What was he doing to you?
Well, nothing.
So...
He wasn't... Right, so he was staying more than two orders away.
Yeah.
And then he had his line of chaff.
Mm.
And then set back more than 10 behind the line of chaff is his good stuff.
Yeah.
So best case scenario, you hit the line of chaff, kill the chaff, means nothing, hopefully don't lose too much damage, and then you have to try and engage his good stuff, and then get safe.
Yeah.
And if you don't get safe, you've got like 13 or whatever.
Yeah, but he's doing nothing to you.
He's waiting to alpha strike.
Yeah, so but he's not the initiative's all with you, isn't it? Like his tactic is a counter attack.
Until he attacked.
Like, if you had range on him, if you had an army that had some artillery,
that would be good.
Well, you just blast him every turn.
Like, you're still blasting chaff, but you wouldn't
blast him. But you're doing something. Eventually, you'll kill the chaff. And in the tournament, where victory points matter,
I eventually I exposed my bolt throwers to try and work off the chaff, and that left him open to some... So he got some orders off, and then his stuff didn't quite get in.
Yep.
He put the Pegasus Knights behind me. Then he tried to bring the Pegasus Knights in the rear, with a Ring of Magic, which I dispelled. And then he had a sorceress, with a unicorn and a wand of power.
Ooh, so that was plus a two.
That was a three up to go in.
Yeah.
And he failed that, luckily.
Oh, lucky. It's interesting because I wouldn't have thought, he pulled up some combos that we hadn't thought of. Like, a unicorn and plus two on a spell.
Plus two on a spell?
Yeah, it's like, I never thought to do that. Okay,
I don't put it with Tony enough, it was certainly a tester.
Yeah.
So, well played, Dave. Fair play, Neil. You won, and you taught me quite a few things, so happy days. That's well
good.
Done, you.
It's a good event, yeah.
And you offended Paul's sensibilities, which is even better.
I adopt
it, and Paul's like,
I wouldn't play it against it. I'd be like, fair enough, but it's like, I just didn't, I just wouldn't do it.
Whereas I would.
So, it's like,
we might house rule against it.
Yeah.
We might house rule it out, because I'm not sure going forward.
I suppose so, but it's like, I mean, I'll give you an example of this. Like, so Janna's lent me a laptop of Total War, and so I'm playing... The Warhammer one.
Yeah.
So I'm having a go at it. And I've chosen, to begin with, the Emperor Karl Franz character. But it being a Total War game, you don't start off with the whole of the Empire. You've got this tiny bit of Empire. And you've got to, like, basically conquer the Empire first. And so, like, half the battles are against other Empire. Just, like, you're trying to rule them and, like, they're rebelling against you. And it's like, fair enough, that's more a Total War take on it. But, like, so you win, so like I'm the Emperor Karl Franz, and it's like, I win a battle against some Empire secessionists, and it gives you options what you do.
Kill
and
them.
It's like, well, that's the thing, it's like, I don't. I'm like, well, you make them join your army, don't you? Because you're the, because he wouldn't be butchering his own people. Like, it's like, he wants to rule them. He was like, and it's just like, I can't in my head, even though, like, probably make a good example of these people and kill them all, you know, like, and that'll show the others that I mean business.
But so who becomes Sigmar? Is that Karl Franz?
End times, yeah.
He becomes Sigma.
He gets reincarnated.
And then the god emperor or whatever he becomes.
Don't talk to me about it.
I'm guessing that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's any great secret. So, the game today, we played a 1,000-point game of Revolution.
Back to basics.
Yeah, back to basics. I was hoping to see a little bit more of a protracted combat than that actually happened, because...
But we put one down afterwards and like fought through one and showed the two. Basically, this War Master Revolution set, the two big things I see in it are, and this is something I did wrong with Rodders actually, so for fair, this is like where you've got to like look at the rules carefully again, is that if you give an order to a brigade, it's the first order they've taken, they fail that first order, they get to make a half pace move.
Yeah.
You know, like they can't reform, but as in they can't change formation, but they can make a half pace move. That's a big thing.
That's a massive
also
thing.
2 rounds combat max in a round, and then it continues to the next turn. That's a big deal as well.
Yeah, it's we like, didn't see that happen, unfortunately.
But we played it through one of the things.
Yeah.
It did happen in Mine and Rodder's game, and also, but what happened more was if you flank a unit of cavalry with something, they can chase it if they normally can't.
For one round, they give it another
flanking. But then it makes it the 2 rounds of combat, doesn't it? So you get your 2 rounds of combat, but you have to break off at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. Like, I mean, I'm really positive about War Master Revolution. I think it only adds to the game. It doesn't take anything away.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything yet.
Because Rodder said, like, quite aptly, that the whole... If you try to order something and it fails and you get hit again because you've seen the danger, you've tried to order the troops, you fail the dice, that's the closest thing War Master has to, like, a negative play experience. And this changes it. It doesn't, like, because you still have to have characters to give said orders. It's only the first order you get to make that if he failed it. So that character's done. So if you have 3 characters and 5 brigades, you can't give it to them all.
Yeah, or one character like I did.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You do. You still have to think about it, but at least it means that the classic thing of, like, so he's put stuff into my flank, on my flank zone. I want to turn to face. I try to do it. I fail the order. I can't turn to face. Yeah, and you get hit. You lose a couple of units cheaply.
Or 4.
Because being flanked in War Master is such a big, such a big deal. But at least with this, you could turn that unit. So then escalating it up, you're going to have to threaten things in 2 zones at once, so they can't face both things at once. That's
It's good. It's good. I like that bit.
Yeah.
Also, we came across today supporting charge because I part charged your cavalry with my bulls.
So basically, that rule is if a infantry unit charges, another infantry unit can supporting charge like there.
Yeah.
So
they can't.
And you can do that on initiative.
I don't think they could run into. Oh no, that doesn't even make any sense. So yeah, so they can come in and support. Only one stand has to be able to reach the support.
Yes, and that allows them to do that, a supporting charge, which is good because it means that on initiative you can do that.
And also, you have to make your battle lines on the charge. That stops a little bit of gamesmanship. You have to engage as much as possible.
Yeah, which
was good. That was good. That worked. Supporting charges worked. I like them both.
Basically, with the making the battle line, you can't have a stand hanging off the edge when it could be touching all of its frontage into the unit. It can't be. You can't have that option where the cavalry comes in, 3 stands of cavalry, 1 unit of infantry. They're going to engage 2 infantry stands, but you have to be placing the cavalry so it's got the most touching.
Yeah,
which is good. It looks right as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that change. Mm-hmm. That was good. So we talked about that. What else happened in the game today that we came across in Revolution?
I think we've covered the things. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it's all of it. Oh, the enveloping charge.
Enveloping charge, that was it. Yeah. So that was very good infantry charging cavalry in the flank.
Yeah. So cavalry, which have a...
20 mil.
Oh, no, it's only going to matter... If because they still haven't got the
so you charge in the flank with infantry, you're 40 mil.
Yeah,
cavalry are 20 mil. So you hit them in the flank, and you
well,
basically
the front edge is only 20, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So infantry charging other infantry.
Charging other infantry
in the flank.
Yeah.
So normally you'd get 1 unit fighting and 2 support because that's the way it works.
Yeah.
So here you could have all 3 fighting because 1 goes around the front, 1 goes around the back. You do bring in another stand.
Yeah. Well, you're going to bring in another
and
stand
a support.
Yeah.
But
it's cool. It's like basically your unit doesn't stop in an artificial line to support. But you can lap round. I quite like that as well. But it's optional,
which makes it even better. So that's anything that's a tactical choice like that. So it's like, I'll do it if it's in my favour. I won't if I just want 1 stand fighting and 2 support.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, so far so good, really, with War Master Revolution. It is too tight in the day to make it, so we're going to use the Revolution rule set in January. I think it is. Yeah, because we're already bringing enough change with the tournament.
I was going to mention it off air, but it could be. I think it would be an either or. It would either bring in the scenarios or the revolution. You can't do both.
Scenarios then. Okay. Because that's what I've been working on.
Okay. No ego.
But I would say this page of optional rules, you take them all, or you don't take any.
Okay, the biggest one is the flyers moving 60.
Yeah, but you take it all. Like,
It only means you need two orders rather than one most of the time.
I just think that...
A better placement.
I think that I would push... I would say... So it's War Master Revolution with all optional rules.
All of them.
This is on page 82 of their document.
Moving on row, first order, moving after failed command. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we forgot that, actually, the first order.
Plus one bonus.
Yeah, we've got that.
For each character.
Each character.
In the first turn.
Yeah, for
their first turn.
First command of the first turn. Because they're better organised, and they would be. Yeah.
It's only one command, isn't it?
But I would, in our tournament, once we're going forward, meeting engagement, which isn't a prepared battle, you don't have that. Yeah, that rule doesn't apply.
No, because it's a maul by its very nature.
It's a meeting engagement, yeah.
Okay. So, again, we're fielding questions, Paul, about when this document is going to be available. I think you may have to bite the bullet and just put it out in its kind of temporary format while you're prettying it up.
I suppose so. It's just that...
The more games that get played of it, the more chance there is to catch
a problem. All right.
Because you don't want a feel-bad experience where somebody finds an exploitation in the rules and it only comes out in the event. You go, oh, shit, we should have seen that coming. And we didn't, because we didn't playtest it.
I suppose.
And in the same way that the guy, Neil, had his forward and backwards facing...
Yeah,
nobody would have thought of that until somebody thought of it, and they go, "Oh my god, this is good." So we need to, man up and just let them see it.
If after now, we'll put the beta online. There you go.
Okay, then that's not the final product.
You're not going anywhere for like 20 minutes after this. We're going to put the beta online. Okay.
Okay. I can't, but fine. You'd have to send it to me and then I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the beta's coming online today. Winter Roller. 2017.
Ah!
So anyway, quickly, talk about your list today and I'll talk about mine. What was your 1,000-point list, you cheeseburger? So what's the best thing Empire have got?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'd rather talk about the 2,000-point list. No. Yeah, because the 1,000-point lists are just like, we're just trying the rules out. So,
what's your new 2,000 point?
Yeah, so at the moment, my 2,000 point Empire list, and this is what I'm probably going to paint towards and might take to the event in January, goes with this. So I take a general with two heroes and a wizard, and I had 5 points spare, so the general takes
one wizard.
Hang
on, they've got a movement spell, haven't they?
Oh, they do. I take one.
I'm stroking my beard now. I mean, Gandalf the Grey is good.
Yeah, well, when you have Gandalf, you don't need another one. Right, then 5 units of halberdiers, 2 units of handgunners.
That's only one more halberdier than you need.
4 units of crossbowmen, 2 flagellants, and they will have skirmishers. 4 knights, 2 pistoliers, 2 hellblasters, 2 cannons, and that's the list. It comes in at breakpoint 12 and scouts 7.
So your artillery brigade's just going to be 2 cannons, 2 hellblasters?
No, it's going to be 2 cannons, a hellblaster, and a unit of handgunners.
So what's the other hellblaster for?
It hangs off another unit. That is in a separate brigade, and that will be a brigade of a unit of handgunners, halberdiers, and a hellblaster.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the key thing is, Empire infantry is not very good, and it is only men.
Why are you taking more than you need then?
Well, no, because I want to. Like, I don't want to do a list which is 4 halberdiers, 4 crossbowmen, and then as much other stuff as I non infantry as I can get, because I want to play a list which has.
You're going to say something of everything, aren't you?
Something of everything, but I can't make the steam tank work.
You can't play that.
I just like.
There's even an optional rule for it in the optional rules, isn't there?
What isn't steam
there,
tank?
Isn't there? Or is that only for friendly games? So notes on armies and notes on rules changes. Yeah. Empire steam tank.
What does it say?
They say the unit is very difficult to use effectively. I'll agree with you, sir. But what makes fielding the tank really disheartening is the rule saying that it's automatically destroyed when losing a combat.
Yeah.
To support generally, which is miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no damage output. Yeah. So in friendly games, we recommend to ignore this rule.
Yeah, but it's in friendly games, but friendly tournament games, you would do that. So sadly.
That's it.
Empire Hellblaster. They really have a beef for Empire. It's another Empire weapon with very limited use. But apart from Paul's taking two of the bad boys.
That's because at point blank range it does 8 shots.
It is highly effective only when range of 10 centimetres, but even then, any rolls of ones decreases its firepower.
Yeah, well, you don't roll ones.
That helps. To make the Hellbuster not so useless, in friendly games, we recommend ignore the dud ammunition result.
Nah, I like it. Yeah, like, it's
how many points is it?
It's 50. Is it 50?
Dwarf engineering, or not so much?
No.
It's not dwarf. Who made it for him?
Some crazy Empire Italian. So, I like it. I mean, you use the Hellblasters as point defence weapons. They're just like, you're going to come and charge me, bang! Yeah, like if the flyer brings... Like, I did the math. If that setup of handgunners, cannons, if the flyers come in, they're going to have to contact a lot of it, and they'll probably shred two stands off the flight off sand sheet.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, bang!
What about heavy cav?
Yeah, you're not standing. You're not going to. Yeah. I'm talking about flyers, getting you. Right?
We're thinking about flyers. So the only thing I'm not comfortable with is the one wizard. 45 points. Fine, 45 points.
Yeah, but he's command 7.
But now it's better.
That's the thing. It's like, that's what I'll have to see. Like, so I haven't gone for a griffin hero, a fighty hero, and I haven't gone for the steam tank. I can't make the steam tank work. You can't even attach a character to it. Because at first I thought, oh, maybe if I sink even more points into it.
Put a griffin with it.
No, something like that. Literally, like, I have, like, even like a hero with a sword of bashy. Like, and it's like, at least I can make it 5 attack dice rather than 3. But you can't even do that. It can't be game with anybody. It's, yeah, it's just.
She wants 3 attack dice.
It's 3 attack
dice. Is it a monster?
What?
Is it a monster or
it's a machine? Even... No.
So he just gets 4 on the charge.
Yeah.
Hits with 2.
Yeah.
Even if it does 2 wounds, it loses to combat.
Yeah.
Unless it's fighting against a single line of infantry.
Like, you can only defend with it. It puts out, the cannon, steam tank puts out 3 handgunner shots. That's it. It's like.
Because you can't. So say you've got a brigade, right?
Yeah.
And you've got 3 at the front, 3 behind. You hit the one in the middle.
Yeah.
The 3 support the minimum, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like it just
does not make any sense.
Like, the only role way it has is if it was, like, because it can't be driven back by shooting and it has a 3-up armor save. If your opponent had a lot of bows and nothing, no cannons, then it could be the thing that they shoot and they can't do much about. It's very limited. Like, it's incredibly limited. I mean, but I'll agree with the optional, like, if you took away its whole, it's destroyed if it's retreated. But that is the rule of the model, so sadly it's there. You know,
blah, 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 blah.
It's a shame. I mean, I'll still paint mine up, because it's to be finished. But
2018 may be the year of the steam tank.
Steam tank doesn't know. But it's
changes
like,
as are coming.
I want to use this thing, but it's just crap. Like,
so, I did use ogres today. They were as poor as I expected. I tried 1,000 points, which was like, this was a real kind of skew build. So 4 bulls, 4 goblin, whatever they're called, greenlings.
Greenlings.
What are they called?
Gobblers.
Nobblers. And Rhinox Riders, general on a Rhinox, that's it. 1,000 points on the nose.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Rhinox Riders ain't tough enough to take on knights.
We fought that battle. We, like, after the game, we put their models down and saw...
My best case scenario charge.
Yeah.
I do a bit of damage, but then lose.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Yeah. And my bulls can't take on knights.
Not really. 4-up armor's better than anything. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, the game kind of boiled down to what it always boils down to, which is, like, even those cheap 110-point knights are very, very good.
Because they're proper heavy cavalry with 4-up armor.
So if you look at 250-point Rhinox, have to kill more than 2 units of knights.
Yep.
To even earn their points back.
Yeah.
And it's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
But if you had gotten those Rhinox Riders into my infantry, they'd do really well.
Yeah, but they take damage still. they still get attacked.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting. That's the next test. I will be playing a lot of ogres next year.
I think you need to give them a banner of shielding.
Oh my god. 300 point unit.
Yeah, now he gives them 4-up save. Now they're heavy cavalry.
Just give them the stats of chaos. Maybe not. Right, so that was it. Next week, back to something proper. I don't know what it is.
We could
maybe start looking at Araby. We need to start working
on that. Yeah, because Barry has gotten a very nice Araby army.
So,
we'll start working on that.
Aladdin's coming to get you.
Yes.
Aladdin, Jasmine, and the genie.
Or
is your army led by Jafar?
I've got no idea what you're talking about, mate.
You never seen Disney's Aladdin?
Why would I watch Disney's Aladdin?
You've got kids.
Watch Disney's Aladdin.
It's the best Disney movie they ever did.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I didn't watch them as a kid, mate. I was watching, like, Chainsaw Massacre and stuff.
That's why you're so messed up. there's no love in your life.
Halloween. when you were 10 and you could go to the corner shop and just rent a video, they didn't care it said 18 on it. They just gave it to you.
Because up north, it was
flood.
Yeah, get down pit.
Predator and stuff.
Well, I give you Predator's good, but never mind.
When you're, like, when was that, 84 or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe 14.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Enter the chopper! That's the wrong one, isn't it? It's that Predator.
Yeah,
enter the chopper!
Yeah. They're like, let's get to the chopper. Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, another interesting thing. So my next club night I can make, which is going to be the 30th, I'm going to run a Warhammer Quest game. And Barry has jumped in as one of the characters. And you're going to be a Bretonian knight.
A big pencil moustache and a horse.
You know, I hope one of the others chooses a healer. Because.
But nobody's Chaos. No, there's no one. Was it Chaos Warrior?
That is one of the choices.
No, I'm no chance.
You've got to fight each other
first. Way. It's not possible. Yeah. That's like a Silver Tower nonsense.
So what's your Bretonian knight character going to be? What's he going to be called?
I don't know.
Charles Le Gaulle.
So Jimmy Anglais. And he's not going to put up with any nonsense.
Oh, okay.
So you can really be a Chaos Warrior.
Yeah.
You're expecting me to put up with that.
Well, I don't know what the others will be. There's like 20 characters.
Well, I'll be telling them. I'll be sledging them online.
Do you have a Bretonian knighty?
Well, you can't ride his horse, can he?
Not in a dungeon, I just told you couldn't.
I'll find something preposterous.
If you don't, kill me and we'll proxy him with something.
Yeah, Jeff's got a lot of stuff, I'll borrow some.
You just need a knight.
Well, he's not a knight, is he? He's on foot.
Yeah, well, that's what you know. A knight is not defined by a horse. Right, anyway, you'll like it. But I'll tell you what,
So why was that allowed, even back then?
What?
That you'd go partying with a Chaos Warrior.
I don't know. Like, it's just a really weird rule. You didn't know he was a Chaos Warrior, right?
Oh, right, he's hiding. Like,
he's a bit weird. Like, you know, this whole mutations thing. All these symbols that he, like, oh, nothing's
carving,
on it.
Carving pentacles.
Like, when you get to a city, he can't really go in it. It's a bit whispery.
Don't you dare go near Chaos Warriors.
Okay. I don't know. But, I tell you what, if your party doesn't have a dedicated healer, I will give you some provisions that you, like, will say that you've got left over from travelling to the...
Do we need a healer, then?
Oh, God, yeah. The game is so hardcore, Barry.
But I'm a Bretonian.
No, I'm not saying... I'm not saying you need to be one. I'm just saying the party needs one.
God wills it.
Somebody will be, like, a warrior priest. He can, like, do it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Me, if no one else. I'll be Sigmar himself.
You love it though, because you were saying like you're Jeff's LARPing stuff. You're like
not LARPing. I don't do that anymore. Jesus, Paul.
No, okay. You're Jeff's Dungeons and Dragons. You're saying he's not harsh.
No. Basically, what happened after level one? There was no lethality in the game.
No,
it's all just like a dick measuring contest for how much damage you can do. It's like, this is irrelevant, mate. I've got like a longsword that does D8. That's how it used to be.
Yeah.
Not like I do 14D6 plus 12, non-lethal. It's all, what's this?
Well, you wait
I want to see it, man. Bring it on.
You wait and see what Warhammer Quest does, because it is lethal.
Good.
Every stage, it is lethal.
Yeah, and real
but
people.
I'm not.
You're not killing children.
No. I'm not going to be abusing. I won't like abuse the rules. I'll play
the rules.
But
you'll roll out in public, yeah?
What?
You'll roll in front of me, not hiding behind a screen.
No. The stats are all there. I mean, you don't even need a GM. It's just the game works better if someone is.
Yeah.
You know? Because everything is completely randomised. There's no fate.
So wasn't this the problem you had with Warhammer Tower, Silver Tower Quest thing? That everything was already fixed how it worked.
Yes, but in Warhammer Quest, like the good version that we're going to play in 2 weeks, the game's so hard that you still lost anyway. Like in Silver Tower, wank. You know, like it was too easy.
Right.
You know, like in Quest.
That's it. I think that's the problem with games designers. Don't want to make games where you don't win. Because maybe it feels I want a game that's hard.
Yeah, well, this is hard. I mean, like, honestly, like, in this Warhammer Quest thing, if you get past a couple of dungeons, if you get past a couple of rooms, and you're, like, relatively healthy, you've got some money,
I
recommend running away.
On my horse.
Yeah, like, get to, like, a town or something and tool up, get something to help you live. You know, like, so, because
Yeah, it basically cut your loss. If you're ahead, I'd recommend cutting your losses a few times.
I'm not really
come back later.
Money. What can I do?
Huh?
I don't really collect money. I give it to the church.
Well, you need money to...
I can't have it.
But you need money to try to level up. But you could buy, like, food. You could buy...
Pay me in something else.
You need, like, equipment. Yeah, you, God that, if one of your cup party doesn't have a rope, then when you fall down that pit, like, you're stuck.
Like, God will save me.
No, you starve down that pit.
Rats will come. I will eat the rats. But anyway, it's enough silliness. That's 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy talking about that, no doubt. Next week, we're on to Araby. And you're playing Empire. So Empire Araby.
I'm trying to work an Empire list.
12 dice in those cannons in the arse.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least they only get to move 60 now if we're playing with these rules.
No, they can move 100. They just can charge 60.
Is that in that rule?
Yeah. They can move 100. Cavalry can still move 100. It's just that they can only charge a 60 centimetres. Yeah, Araby.
12 dice in the arse.
But at least then, whatever you do shoot, and then I'll get a turn. I can at least turn my stuff around to blast you.
Blast it.
Yeah, blast you back. So,
blast it.
Yeah, it won't be total loss.
Okay, we'll see. Right then.
It's the elephants I got to watch out for. They kill Skaven good.
Right, so that was the War Master podcast again. Episode 20, 40 again.
40.
Talking about the Autumn Triwiz.
Yeah.
2016. Right. Have a nice week. See you next week.